Welcome back to another episode here of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out near Manhattan, Kansas, on this Wednesday, August 12th, 2026. If you're your first time listening to the show, thanks for taking time out of your evening to do so. Eddie Greer, your host of this podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is, football, men's, women's basketball, women's volleyball, women's soccer, cross country, and so much more. Of course, men's, women's basketball coming later on this fall. And I'm going to get into this right now. Right off the bat, which has been rare because I'm always distracted. I did listen to the majority of the conference. From a press conference from new head coach Colin Klein last night. And there's a couple things. Obviously, this is a check-in for football. Fall camp, what's going on? Position battles, from what I took it, still going on. Right? So there's that. And I think, one sentence I took out of it, it was from a podcast. Either it was Locked On Gators, shout out Brandon Olson, or one of the other K-State podcasts that mentioned it. The sentence, but they're all the same thing, right? As we close in on these battles, right? You know, luckily QB1's already been at least here. Not here in Kansas City, but in Manhattan, Kansas. That has no question. Your leader, Avery Johnson. The position battles. The backup quarterback. We talked about some of these at length on this show throughout the summer. Quarterback. I know we talked about quarterbacks a lot, and that's going to come in discussion. When we get there, we'll talk about it. Obviously, QB2. Who's going to be that backup to Avery? We'll see what happens there. Obviously, I don't have a depth chart. Well, I do have a depth chart, but it's kind of updated. I don't know if it's updated up to date or not, but we'll just have to see about that. I'm pretty sure it's up to date. So that's well, but that's all we can go off of right now. At least here, I'm not out there attending those practices and whatnot, so I don't know. I can't tell you offhand right now, obviously. So, but I can probably tell by the way that Coach Klein speaks who might have a little edge there. So we'll see what happens. But Jacob Knuth, who's been the backup for the last couple of years over that K-State, so you probably say, if I would have had a guess at it, at the QB spot, let's say Blake Barnett. Who's the other guy that was mentioned in there? I forgot, but I'd probably say Jacob Knuth still for now, unless, you know, hey, who knows? This is a new coaching staff across the board. New head coach, offensive coordinators, DCs, offensive line, you name it. We just went through all of the coaches, right? From over the weekend. Go check that episode out. You need a refresher, go back, check it out. There's strictly an episode of all the coaches that I recorded ahead last week. So again, go back, check it out. If it's your first time listening to the show, this daily podcast, go back, know it, check it out, listen, give it a listen. So there's that. So I'll probably say, I'll take a guess, Jupe Knuth would be one of those guys, or actually, now he is one of the guys. but I think he's, if I were to read in what Colin Klein is speeching, talking, his words, I would probably say he's still the big QB2 right now. Dylan Duff. There you go, Dylan Duff. That's the guy. That's the guy that I want to mention. We just got to see what happens there. Obviously, running backs and all that, you're good there. The wide receivers, I'm anxious to talk about them, but on the opposite end, because look, the wide receiver position since the very beginning of this podcast. If you've been a follower of this K-State podcast for a handful of years now, you know. Between me and you, we'll be bringing back Alex onto the show this fall. Give his analysis, and I am going to be reaching out. I am needing to reach out to him. Probably tonight. While I am off not off work, but once I'm off work, see if we can get on, come on the pod for before 2 weeks before the first game of the season when Nichols comes to fam. I always lay off a fam. Bill Snyder Family Stadium, take on the Cats. Really? To open up the Colin Klein era at Kansas State as far as the head coaching goes. The return of Colin Klein after Heisman finalist career at Kansas State. Wow, this is something. And, yeah, Fitz documented on his little daily delivery. Kind of the same things that I talked about from my perspective anyways when it comes to, like, literally watching Colin as a backup quarterback, as a student now. Fitz was in a different stage. But me, watching him, this guy grow up, kind of go through the ranks, and now it all comes back full circle, and it will on September 5th in primetime when Nichols opens up the K-State football season of 2026. This is another edition here. You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, 80 Greer here on this Wednesday. And I believe... sorry to get off track like usual. I think it is today, that women's volleyball, what's it say? Their media day, what was it called? Set up or whatever. I think it was called set up. This is out. They didn't set a day, but I believe when they posted like it's today. So Jason Mansfield, this will come out to tonight. So by the time this comes out, head coach Jason Mansfield, the women's volleyball. We talked a lot of volleyball on here so far this week, and we'll come back to it tomorrow because head coach Mansfield, Van Landen and Megan Fox are those that are going to speak. So the veterans. So that's interesting. So you have the veteran ladies, the returnees, come back. We'll be speaking to the Manhattan Press later on. I believe it's today. When this comes out, it'll be already locked in. And I'm hoping actually to get access to that video. it's getting ever so closer for them. And, of course, women's volleyball opens up their season August 28th when they take on Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, as part of the K-State Invitational, like they open up every single year on the women's volleyball side. So, yeah, offense, the wide receivers, I am in the camp. I'm still in that camp. I gotta believe it till I see it. Now, Jarron Tibbs, the first name that Colin Klein said, head coach Klein said, in that press conference yesterday, there, Josh Manning, followed up, who was the third person? I already kind of figured what Klein would say without even really, we haven't really kept up with the fall camp, really. I kind of figured these four names, Tibbs, Manning, and how comfortable he's been getting. This is from Coach Klein's words. Let me see here. Isaiah Williams. We talked about Isaiah Williams going back to beginning of the year actually when he got when he committed to K-State, and this name has been flying around the last month or so in these other K-State podcasts been mentioned, Brandon White, and also he's in a return game as well. Brandon White has been getting a lot of catches. Opportunities back there for punts and kicks and whatnot there as well. So, yeah, Brandon White, and I said this before, actually. I'm going to believe it until I see it. But his name is coming up a lot more as of recently Brandon White's name has to me anyway. So, all right, we're just going to have to see. We'll believe it until we see football, this team hit the field on September 5th, and of course, go through their non-con schedule, and Washington State will come after that, and then their third game three with Tulane. And look, there's no shame at Nichols and all that. I think, to me, that's going to be sort of a, I know it's a regular season game, counts as a regular season game, yes, I know that, guys, K-State Nation, but to me, I get the real. You can probably say the real test is going to be Washington State. To see all these players, So, yes, I know better not to go that far. But to me, I mean, Nichols, yeah. It's going to be sort of a kind of a warming up, get your timing right and all that other stuff. We'll just see how this team looks when they take on Washington State, and definitely when they take on Tulane, because Tulane has given K-State problems in the past. We all should know. We all should know that by now. Yeah, as well. But yeah, with this receiver room, I don't believe it. I'm not gonna believe it till I see it. Even with Coach Klein, I get it. But in the past, on the show, the wide receiver room has been very disappointing. So we'll see. Yes, Jerron Tibbs finished on a heater last year. So and I said, I'm going back to the comfortable well. The tight end room is the best on the offense. I would straight up say that with Garrett Oakley and Leaky Kerr. And Coach Klein also said, mentioning that NFL scouts are already there looking at Oakley and Kerr already. We ain't played no snap of football yet. So this is what I'm talking about. So again, the wide receivers, they're gonna have to prove it to me. They have to be consistent. They have, again, that was the word that was thrown around, and maybe thrown around, maybe too loose of a word, but that was used a lot in the press conference. You want to see consistency, and hey, we want to see it, and particularly really aimed at this wide receiver room, because look, yeah, you have the names there, but we see it every year. The hype turns to disappointment. Allison probably can definitely contest that there as well. I'm excited to have him back on the show, I think that's going to be the target 2 weeks out, and maybe have him on every 2 weeks there as well from here on out with my schedule, my work schedule. So yeah, man. So we're just gonna have to see, and I think a concern. I'm gonna talk about the defense, because we're already talking about defense with the positional previews here. We'll resume those this week with the linebackers, offensive line. If I had one, which I have stressed on this podcast, it would be the offensive line, because here in George Fitzpatrick, not yet up to where the coaches want him to be. That's a concern. So, John Pastore, you're lone returnee on the offensive line, Mr. Preseason, Big 12 preseason. Who knows what the combination is until we hit the field September 5th, and then, of course, go through that non-conference where it's just listed off there as well. So, I know it's a handful. It's a handful for sure. So, I'm gonna speak, talk defense later on. I'm gonna split this up. But yeah, Colin Klein did speak to the media yesterday. Really? Do I sit down and watch press conferences prior before bedtime? But that's what I did last night there as well, in preparation for more content, and of course give you my thoughts on there. So, again, this offense got, I mean, that if it, there was a question mark, I'll probably definitely say, despite my disappointment in the wide receiver room, would be the offensive line. Because, hey, you got to move the football, right? And you have to win up front. That's football one-on-one. If you want to win games in this league, Big 12, NFL, you got to have dudes up front. Offensive line is a concern for me. Other than John Pastore, because I don't know the other guy's going to start. We just don't know until we get the depth chart, game one, game week. Well, week one, week chart, game one. Oh, game one, depth chart. That's what I said. There's other guys on the combination. You're hearing the combinations of, okay, you know, between the staffs and whatnot, we're looking at different combinations, whether that's D-line or, especially in the backfield, in the back end, you have dudes back there, literally. So it's all about figuring out the right combination, who is going to start, who's going to start on O-line other than John Pastore. I have no clue. I can't tell you right now. I can't tell you as we end this podcast here, when the sun's coming up. So we'll keep our close eye on that. For definitely for sure. So yeah, the update there. If it's obviously those of you who are first time listeners or have been out of loop for a while or getting back in the flow with football season around the corner, preseason activity on the NFL side really ratchets it up starting tomorrow night. On the NFL side, this is the Purple Watcher Podcast, all things KC Sports. Eddie Greer in the building here on this Wednesday morning, recording this football episode. So yeah, the Fitzpatrick update didn't sound encouraging. I mean, yes, you need him. This staff needs to take their time. Obviously, he didn't play last year with the medical scare and all that. But yeah, we're about to hit the field, and that did not sound encouraging. so we'll definitely keep close eyes on that. And this offensive line is going to be a huge piece. If this offense, with the weapons around Avery Johnson that they have at his disposal, you know, so we'll just have to take it for what it is right now. To eat, oh boy, the Pro Watcher Podcast, all the, yeah, I'm already thinking about the 3-wide policy, EG3. This is the Pro Watcher Podcast, all this KC Sports. Get it, where our podcasts are found free and available daily, or whenever I chase the cord. Case the content, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and other podcasting platforms. You can find the Purple Project Podcast. Again, you want to be a part of the action this fall as we try to get out of this extreme heat in the summer, which doesn't really end until like next month anyway. And then end of the fall, a lot of action, a lot of anticipation on these sports. And I just mentioned volleyball. They're going to have their little media day session, I believe, this afternoon. I'm hoping to catch the video of that. And we'll talk about it at some point as well. They're getting ready for their preseason game tomorrow afternoon. They got to go to Missouri State in the preseason, take on Missouri State there as well. Boy, I'm jumping that up. But again, make sure you are subscribed to this podcast. And once season goes, oh yeah, and sometimes, yes, we record episodes twice a day, depending on the situation. You're going to get games, and this podcast is known for the postcast. So definitely make sure you're tapped in to this podcast, all things KC Sports here. We are that much closer to the 2026, really across the board, fall sports for that matter. And more importantly, for K-State Nation, football season is just around the corner in a couple weeks. Again, when they open up the Colin Klein era, officially, it gets Nichols on September 5th in prime time. Alex Hayden out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer here in KC Mo. Appreciate y'all. KC Nation, this has been another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things KC Lex, so cats.